But perhaps the confidential bachelor clerks in Tellson's bank were principally occupied with the cares of other people. Perhaps second-hand cares, like second-hand clothes, come easily off and on. Completing his resemblance to a man who was sitting for his portrait, Mr. Lorry dropped off to sleep. The arrival of his breakfast roused him, and he said to the drawer, as he moved his chair to it, "I wish accommodation prepared for a young lady who may come here at any time today. She may ask for Mr. Jarvis Lorry, or she may only ask for a gentleman from Tellson's Bank. Please to let me know." "Yes, sir. Tellson's Bank in London, sir." "Yes. Yes, sir. We have oftentimes the honour to entertain your gentlemen in their travelling backwards and forwards betwixt London and Paris, sir. A vast deal of travelling, sir, in Tellson and Company's house." "Yes. We are quite a French house as well as an English one." "Yes, sir. Not much in the habit of such travelling yourself, I think, sir." "Not of late years. It is 15 years since I came last from France."
"Indeed, sir. That was before my time here, sir. Before our people's time here, sir. The George was in other hands at that time, sir."
"I believe so.
But I would hold a pretty wager, sir, that a house like Tellson and Company was flourishing a matter of 50, not to speak of 15 years ago, sir."
"You might treble that and say 150, yet not be far from the truth."
"Indeed, sir."
Rounding his mouth and both his eyes as he stepped backward from the table, the waiter shifted his napkin from his right arm to his left, dropped into a comfortable attitude, and stood surveying the guest while he ate and drank, as from an observatory or watchtower, according to the immemorial usage of waiters in all ages. When Mr. Lorry had finished his breakfast, he went out for a stroll on the beach. The little, narrow, crooked town of Dover hid itself away from the beach and ran its head into the chalk cliffs like a marine ostrich. The beach was a desert of heaps of sea and stones tumbling wildly about, and the sea did what it liked, and what it liked was destruction. It thundered at the town and thundered at the cliffs and brought the coast down madly. The air among the houses was of so strong a piscatory flavour that one might have supposed sick fish went up to be dipped in it as sick people went down to be dipped in the sea. A little fishing was done in the port, and a quantity of strolling about by night and looking seaward, particularly at those times when the tide made and was near flood. Small tradesmen who did no business whatever sometimes unaccountably realised large fortunes, and it was remarkable that nobody in the neighbourhood could endure a lamplighter.